Wait, yeah, you know, he did do a, he shamelessly, because, all right, it's, oh, God, now let me pull my thoughts here together. You know that when we did the 20-minute-a-day gag back on our show, he tried to ruin it on his show by, you know, I'm playing stuff from the future, I'm playing stuff, and he recorded our scene. And I noticed that last week on his show, he tried to ruin your Monday show by...
Yes, did you notice that, too?
Did you have to go and re-record it like I did? So that he wouldn't have played, you know, because clearly that was a piece of your show that he was playing.
Because he does terrible things. He's a horrible man. Everyone talks about, oh, I met Big Fatty, and mm-hmm. he is just right next to Jesus, the finest person in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. It's a lie.
Right.
It's an absolute lie. This man is a vicious, horrible man, and nobody knows it. It's like the devil. He's got 666 under that huge scrotum. It's tattooed on his gooch. Nobody could see it, but it's there. I know it.
Here's the thing is, no, on his past show, you know, you were in the chat room last week and you said you'd be late on Monday with your show. And so on his Monday show, he actually like played like a 5-minute clip of the show that you were going to release later that day.
Yes, now I remember.
Mm, right.
Yes, I am.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Weekday mornings on NBC, the full color network. Relax, put sunshine into your life, and enjoy NBC's morning lineup. On Monday through Friday, starting at 10 a.m., 9 Central and Pacific time, see the fun-filled show, Fractured Phrases, with Art James. Then at 10:30, 9:30 Central and Pacific time, Concentration, with the man who's always up with the sun, Hugh Downs.
Hello, I'm David Letterman, and I'm inviting you to watch my new show beginning Monday morning right here on NBC. It's going to be live. Now, remember, when it's live, there's always that air of the unexpected.
Tomorrow on this program, Rob Reiner will be here. I know you'll be looking forward to meeting him. Do you know Rob Reiner?
No.
Oh, he's terrific. He's directed a really nice new film. Also, B.B. King will be
yes,
here tomorrow.
Oh, that's Rob Reiner.
Yeah, Rob Reiner.
Yes, we all know Rob.
And Elaine Boozler. All right, Carol, geez, it was terrific to see you. Thank you very much for
Boozler.
Being here.
Boozler.
Elaine Boozler.
Yes.
Right after David Letterman, don't miss Wheel of Fortune, followed by Card Sharks at its new time. Then Password Plus. Something new is happening to daytime TV starting Monday on NBC.
Next at 11, 10 Central and Pacific time, an hour of drama. Morning Star, followed by Paradise Bay.
Clark Peaberry Gum presents The Peaberry Shuffle.
A man's life force is in his nuts. Or, excuse me, in the base of his testicles.
And at noon, 11 Central and Pacific time, when the sun is high, see Jeopardy with Art Fleming. At 12:30, 11:30 Central and Pacific time, see Let's Play Post Office with Don Morrow. So put some sunshine into your mornings. Spend them with the Full Color Network, NBC.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles, and this is Vera Speaks for Real.
Are you sure it's not a baton to lead the chickens?
Hello there, my sweet and most wonderful lovers. It is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I am here along with my conscience.
That would be me.
And we are here again to frolic through Love Land, hoping, wishing that we had worn our Depends. And y'all, it has been a very, very busy weekend for Gooch and I, because we had to take the diamond encrusted tires to the motor home to Ventura. Now you're probably wondering, Vera, why did you have to take it to Ventura? Well, I'll tell you that, but I must apologize why my show is so late, but there have been just so many interruptions, everyone. Oh, we at the church. Hello? 144 roses. 144 roses? Are we at the funeral? It's not my funeral, is it? Hello? Hello? Is this the organist? It's Vera. Do you like? Are you going to the meal afterwards? I understand they're gonna have fried chicken and.
If you like chicken, like I like chicken.
There's a knock at the door. It must be Gooch with my green tea. Come in and say hi, Gooch.
Hi. We're gonna go for another verse, Vera. Hi, lovies. It's
Who are you?
I'm a Gooch tea person.
Hi, Gooch tea person. Love you.
Jesus, stop tonguing.
I actually enjoyed that. Now, don't tell him. Don't let this get out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm playing stuff from the future.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 375 of the BFO for Monday, the 13th of July, 2009. Now, today is the final installment of Big Fatty's final hour of Pride 48. I've been playing these because I've been over in the Atlanta visiting the Hats, but Big Fatty will be back in the Chucktown tomorrow, and we'll be back to a regular train wreck. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It's almost over. Thank God. Those of you in the Faroe Islands can finally go to sleep. And those of you in I don't know where else. Anyway. Hi. It's
Big Fatty, y'all.
Now, you know, Auntie Vera and I can't stand each other. Excuse me. But I have to say that the old gal did a pretty good job doing the interstitials, which, y'all, I don't know what that fucking means. To me, they're commercials. And I talk about that on the BFO tomorrow, so I'm not going to go into it here. But anyway, the old gal did a pretty good job. I have to give her some credit. And I know that she's been hanging out, listening to the different shows all weekend. And so, Hag, I know I don't want to get sappy. Anyway, yeah, it is a very, very bad dream, Kim Beaver. But, you know, like I said, there's a 2-drink minimum. You should be shit-faced by now, because we're only 10 minutes away from the after show or whatever. I'm going to call that Daniel Beaver again and find out what's going on in the after show. Columbia, yeah. South Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
Did I wake you up again?
No, I was just going to, you know, I'm trying to get ready here for the show. But I was just saying, you know, those of you in the Faroe Islands, and I believe you said, and when you needed another place, it could have been Pakistan. Because you pointed out that I misspelled Pakistan on the time thing, and I'd never fixed that.
Where is Pakistan, by the way?
Pakistan, it's right next to Earmuffistan.
Earmuffistan, okay.
Yeah.
Pakistan and Earmuffistan. Could someone goggle that for us?
Archer, will you quit telling him to turn it down? He doesn't know how to.
I don't know how to. Just Daniel Beaver, back away. Back away from the microphone. Now tell us what's coming up in the final 2 hours.
It's just going to be a wrap-up show. We're going to have Archer from Archer Radio, Arthur from Amarins, and any of the other participants that would like to join us are more than welcome to. We'll cycle through them, and it's just really kind of a place for us to say, hey, that was fun, and this is what we learned, and maybe we'll do it again. So that's really all it is. So just stick around for it. It'll be as many people as we can get on that have been participating, and you'll enjoy it.
And it's you and Adam?
This is going to be hosted by them because we hosted the kickoff show here, so it's only fitting that Adam and Maddie host the wrap-up show there. So.
Okay. Well, I can assure you, Adam and Maddie, that this is going to be exactly 1 hour, okay? There's no way to get around it at all. So you'll hear the interstitial and then a ding, and then you can take the string.
And then silence, right.
And then silence because, you know, we need to have 20 more minutes of silence. Okay. Anything else, Daniel?
I have to go outside and have an occasional fag before this, so you just go ahead with your show.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Bye. Tell Robert, hey. Okay. Fuck it. He didn't want to talk to me anyway. All right. I am now going to talk to Miss West, y'all. Let's call Miss West right now. He's not going to be ready because I've put it on him. I've just pulled it up. Live it up. Live it up. Hello. He's not answering. Oh, y'all,
hello?
Having a poop?
This is Archer's father here.
Could you not speak as loud because Archer is bitching about how loud it is?
Oh, my son, he always tells me that I speak too loud because I'm deaf as a post.
Now, we understand that you're a big old cocksucker.
That's true. I love the cock.
Now,
the red cock, you know.
The what?
The red cock.
The red cock. Big Fatty's had some red cock in his mouth also.
Was it my son's red cock in your mouth?
No, gosh, no. I'm going to vomit. Oh, dear God. Miss Wes, how are you today after all of your orange slushies last night?
I had to go after my show and crash after take a couple hours nap after that. So I've recovered since then. And now I'm enjoying the Firefly sweet tea.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'm having a little bit more of the dog, the hair that bit me.
Okay. Or
the
hair. So it's 4 p.m. Pacific, right? Or almost?
Almost 4 p.m.
Right. So did you have fun this weekend?
I had a lot of fun. You know what? I have not done hardly anything but sit in the computer chair listening to this all weekend long.
It has been very addictive, hasn't it?
Did you say addictive?
Yeah.
Like my son's red dick? It has been addictive.
So, by the way, what did you think of the photo that Kim Beaver found of you out there on the interwebs?
I don't think that she really captured my best side, to be honest.
Oh, not the best side, but it's
my broad side is the best side.
Well, I think that side that she did capture was pretty broad. So, by the way, Miss West, you open the Monday BFO.
Oh,
that's,
is that the
that's
one
a
with
preview, y'all?
I'm
giving you information about the future, y'all. It's about the future.
The future.
Right. So, yeah, it's been very addictive listening to all the different podcasts all weekend long, and it's very different doing it live, isn't it?
It's terrifying.
No, it's not terrifying. So
okay.
Anyway, Miss West, since I have you on the line, I would like to just do one thing that Big Fatty does on a regular basis, and I want to do
farting.
You're
going to fart on the phone with
me
here?
I'm not going to fart on the phone with you here. I'm going to do a little memory lane music. So here, let's do this right now, okay?
Okay. And I don't hear a single thing.
You can't hear it.
What? Turn it up!
All right, y'all, your clue for this memory lane music is going to be a word that kind of encapsulates this whole Pride 48 weekend. Miss West, you couldn't hear that, so you don't know what it was, but you can see in the chat room what everybody else thought it was. And anyway,
wait a minute, everyone, there's a dozen different answers there. Family Affair, Monsters, Wheel of Fortune.
It was Family Affair. It was Hawaii 5-0, really?
I Love Lucy. A theme from
y'all
Summer's
Place. Oh, Lord. It's The Sound of Silence is what it was for Miss West. But it was Family Affair, and I think that basically that kind of sums up what this weekend has been. Because, you know, granted, most of us that have been listening this weekend are other podcasters, and our, you know, closest listeners and the really devoted listeners that are out there. And I think that this really is just a big old family. Oh, big fat.
My party is getting sappy.
Oh, well, you know, your governor is familiar with Family Affairs.
Right, he is. But, I mean, don't you agree that that it's really quite an interesting and fun family to be a part of?
It has been. Just please don't come over for the holidays. I don't want any of you in my house.
Right. But, y'all, Miss West has a delicious recipe for salted pecans, and you can get that on Lurie Dean's blog when Christmas time rolls around.
I also did the candied almonds.
Oh, the candied almonds. Okay. Well, you'll have to send that to Lurie Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. All right, darling. Okay. You know I love you.
All right.
Oh dear Gussie. This is really it, Miss West. We will talk to you soon.
All right. I'll say goodbye now.
All right. Bye. Live it up.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, and Turniphead has had to pull out a hanky, y'all. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, I can't tell you how much I appreciate each and every one of you sticking around for this train wreck, but at least there was something to hear on this train wreck. And for those who might have missed this, I am going to split it into three shows, and they're going to run on the 9th, 10th, and 13th of July. While Big Fatty is over in the Atlantas. And remember, you heard it here today that Miss West starts tomorrow's show, everybody. Bye. I love you.
I'm playing stuff from the future.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.
I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. And this is the last time you'll be hearing from me. Oh, I think it's cruel to have so much applause. I just wanted to say thank you for your support in Pride 48, for listening, for calling in, and for supporting all of the podcasters that participated. Coming up next, the Pride 48 wrap-up show.
Once again, everyone, I want to thank Daniel Beaver and Adam from the Adam and Maddie Show for putting together the whole Pride 48 weekend. It was just a great deal, and it looks like we're going to do it again. Big Fatty will be back tomorrow. Bye.